Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Saul's reign as king and how his disobedience and disappointment led to a reminder of the people's mistake in asking for a king, highlighting the importance of staying faithful to the Lord. The Bible verses for today are found in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 14 to 18. If you fear and serve the Lord, if you listen to the voice of the Lord and do not rebel against the Lord's command, if both you and the king who rules over you follow the Lord your God well and good. But if you do not listen to the voice of the Lord and if you rebel against the Lord's command, the hand of the Lord will be against you and your king. Now then, stand ready to witness the great marvel the Lord is about to accomplish before your eyes. Are we not in the harvest time for wheat? Yet I will call upon the Lord, and he will send thunder and rain. Thus you will see and understand how great an evil it is in the eyes of the Lord that you have asked for a king. Samuel called upon the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day.
All right, let's dive into the story of Saul and his time as king. At the beginning, things seemed pretty hopeful. You know, if you fear and serve the Lord, listen to his voice, and don't rebel against his commands, then you're on the right path. And if both you and the king are following the Lord, well, things should be smooth sailing. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case for Saul. It all started with a victory in battle against the Ammonites. You'd think that would be a great way to kick off his reign, right? Well, it took a little while for Saul to mess things up. He made a huge mistake by offering a sacrifice instead of waiting for the prophet Samuel. And let me tell you, that did not sit well with the Lord. It was a serious offense, so the Lord stripped Saul of his kingship. But wait, the story doesn't end there. Saul continued to disappoint and sin against the Lord. One notable instance was when he failed to completely destroy the Amalekites, despite being instructed to do so. Yeah, he didn't quite fulfill that task as he should have, and let me tell you, the Almighty didn't overlook that. Now let's skip ahead a bit. Samuel, being the faithful prophet he was, decided to call upon the Lord, and guess what? The Lord answered. He sent thunder and rain on that day. Can you imagine witnessing such a display of power? It was truly remarkable, and it served as a clear reminder of how displeased the Lord was with the people's request for a king. You see, the people had asked for a king because they wanted to be like other nations, but in doing so, they disregarded the fact that God was their true king, and that didn't sit well with him. He wanted them to put their trust in him, not in earthly leaders. He wanted them to understand the seriousness of their request and the evil behind it. So let this be a lesson for all of us. We should always strive to follow the Lord's commands and listen to his voice. We should never rebel against him or put our trust in worldly leaders, because when we do, well, we might just find ourselves facing the consequences of going against the Lord's will. And that wraps up the story of Saul and his turbulent reign as king. It's a tale of missed opportunities, disobedience, and the repercussions that come with it. Sometimes we need these stories to remind us of the importance of remaining faithful to the Lord and his ways. So let's take this lesson to heart and make it our goal to be obedient to our heavenly King, shall we?
Let's close with a prayer. Lord, as we reflect on the story of Saul and his reign, we're reminded of the importance of obedience and faithfulness to you. Help us, dear God, to always listen to your voice and follow your commands. May we never stray from your path or put our trust in worldly leaders. Instead, let us place our full trust in you, our true King. Forgive us, Lord, for the times when we've disobeyed or rebelled against your will. Give us the strength and wisdom to walk in your ways and to honor you in all that we do. Help us to learn from the mistakes of Saul and to strive for obedience and faithfulness in our own lives. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, even in our moments of disobedience. Help us to always remember your love for us and your desire for us to walk in your ways. May we be faithful and obedient servants, seeking to glorify your name in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, as we go about our days, may we be guided by the lessons from Saul's story, striving to honor God in all that we do. Let's share these blessings of wisdom and obedience with others so they too may walk in the light of God's truth. Goodbye, and may the blessings of obedience and faithfulness be upon you as you journey with the Lord.